The fate of a defrocked priest in Boston is in the hands of a jury now. Paul Shanley is charged with child rape and indecent assault. Jurors spent just a half hour deliberating yesterday after a full day of key testimony and closing arguments. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Shanley's defense attorneys called just one witness to cast doubt on the alleged victim's claims that he repressed memories of his abuse until they all came rushing back to him about 3 years ago. Elizabeth Loftus, an expert in memories from the University of California at Irvine, said some people's repressed and recovered memories are simply not credible.
When it comes to this idea that there's some special mechanism that can take these years of brutalization, banish them into the unconscious, wall them off from the rest of mental life where you have absolutely no access to them, I just don't see yet that we have sufficient scientific support for this notion.
Loftus says in her research she's been able to plant false memories in people, making adults believe, for example, they were attacked by a vicious animal as a child. She says people can be very emotional and detailed when recalling their false memories, and she said there's no way to tell the difference between true and false memories without independent corroboration. But under cross-examination from prosecutor Lynn Rooney, Loftus also conceded that what she called ordinary forgetting and then remembering after some kind of trigger can and does happen all the time.
In other words, people can push information out of their conscious mind and not think about it.
People cannot think about something and then be reminded of it, yes.
People can experience something so painful that they avoid thinking about it.
I would agree with that.
The alleged victim, now a 27-year-old firefighter, says Shanley would repeatedly pull him out of his Sunday school class and rape him. In a vigorous closing argument, Rooney tried to undermine defense claims that the alleged victim concocted his story in order to win a $500,000 civil settlement from the church.
He has the money. He got that money over 9 months ago. No strings attached. It's not about the money. Is it all a lie? Well, I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that if it was all a lie, it could have been a better lie.
But in his closing arguments, defense attorney Frank Mondano hammered away at inconsistencies in the alleged victim's story, pointing to evidence, such as the testimony from two teachers who said they don't remember Shanley ever pulling the alleged victim out of class.
This isn't a case of reasonable doubt. This is a case of massive doubt on the evidence in this case. And if this case is decided on the evidence in this case, then there is only one verdict, and that is not guilty.
But all along, Mondano has said, he worries that jurors won't be able to separate the evidence in this case from the many other allegations about Shanley that have been making headlines since the church scandal first broke 3 years ago. If convicted in this case, Shanley faces up to life in prison. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Cambridge, Massachusetts.